Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include New York Veterans Day Parade, spectators enjoy traditional Chinese culture. Minghui.org debuts list of 105,000 perpetrators of persecution of Falun Gong. Philadelphia, China's forced organ harvesting discussed by international organ transplant doctors. Spain, patrons touched by Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition. 200,000 Australians call for the prosecution of Jiang Zemin for launching the persecution of Falun Gong. And Taiwan, introducing Falun Dafa at National Taiwan University's anniversary celebration. Now for the stories.
New York Veterans Day Parade. Spectators enjoy traditional Chinese culture. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the 100th New York City Veterans Day Parade for the 16th consecutive year, showing their support for the United States veterans. President Donald Trump started the event by speaking at the opening ceremony at Madison Square Park on November 11, 2019. Over 25,000 paraders and 300 marching units participated in the parade, which included 150 vehicles and 30 floats. It began on 5th Avenue at 23rd Street and continued north to 56th Street. The paraders were warmly received by the thousands of spectators. The Falun Dafa procession was divided into four groups: the Tianguo Marching Band, Celestial Maidens, Exercise Demonstration, and Waist Drum Team. The members wore vibrant Chinese costumes. Their magnificent music and drumming performances drew the attention of the crowd on both sides of Fifth Avenue. With the banners and traditional Chinese musical instruments, the procession was one of a kind. On the red carpet in front of the podium, the Tianguo Marching Band played the Star-Spangled Banner and Falun Dafa is Good. The director of the Tianguo Marching Band said that members of the band who are Falun Dafa practitioners have participated in numerous holiday events and celebrations around the country. He said every time practitioners participate in a parade, they bring the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to people. We performed the U.S. national anthem today to celebrate the American spirit. We remember those who sacrificed their lives for human rights, freedom, and peace. Many spectators shouted Falun Dafa as the procession approached, and many danced and clapped to the Tianguo marching band music.
Minghui.org debuts list of 105,000 perpetrators of persecution of Falun Gong. Minghui.org recently debuted an updated list of the perpetrators involved in the persecution of Falun Gong. The list is posted on a Minghui-affiliated website and covers a total of over 105,000 names with the perpetrators' personal information and crimes committed against Falun Gong practitioners. The purpose of compiling the list is to stop the persecution, preserve what is good, and uphold justice. The Minghui.org website published a notice in late May 2019 urging Falun Gong practitioners to take immediate action to collect, compile, and submit information on the perpetrators, their family members, and their assets so as to locate and verify their identities. Since then, volunteer editors have been working hard to update the list of perpetrators. They'd like to thank the Falun Gong practitioners in China again for their contribution and collaboration in collecting necessary information to compile the list.
Philadelphia, China's forced organ harvesting discussed by international organ transplant doctors. The 147th Annual Meeting and Expo of the American Public Health Association, APHA, was held at the Pennsylvania Conference Center in Philadelphia on November 2nd through the 6th. During the gathering of 12,000 of the world's most influential public health professionals, many learned about the Chinese Communist regime's large-scale extrajudicial killing of prisoners of conscience and religious adherents for organ transplants. Founded in 1872, APHA is the world's oldest and most academically diverse public health organization. The 2019 meeting and expo was attended by representatives from governments, universities, research institutes, organizations, hospitals, and healthcare providers from around the world. There were also a large number of attendees from China and those studying abroad. The New York-based China Organ Harvest Research Center participated in the meeting for the third time with oral and poster presentations. The organization revealed one of the most hideous human rights disasters of the 21st century, which alarmed participants. Unlike black market organ trafficking in some countries, the Chinese Communist Party's on-demand forced live organ transplants from prisoners of conscience are state-sanctioned and operated by the military and local institutions. The China Organ Harvest Research Center exposed the CCP's live organ harvesting during the 27th International Congress of Transplant Society in Spain in July 2018, the American Transplant Congress in June 2019, and the 19th Congress of the European Society of Organ Transplant in Denmark in September 2019. In late October, the organization was invited to the annual meeting of the American Society of Bioethics and Humanity, where they shared the latest research results with special presentations on the nature, scale, organ source, driving factors, and impact of China's forced organ harvesting.
Spain. Patrons Touched by Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition. The Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition was held in Madrid at the House Museum of Lope de Vega on October 2nd through 30th, 2019. Many people were touched by the beautiful paintings and Falandafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance reflected in the artworks. The exhibition features oil and watercolor paintings by 12 artists who practice Falandafa. Their works present the beauty of the spiritual and meditation discipline and practitioners' unyielding spirit in the face of persecution by the Chinese Communist Party. Many people expressed their strong wish to see the persecution stop. Many people left comments in the guest book. Amelia wrote, "The outstanding paintings touched my heart. This is a truly important topic. The artworks showed the nobility of human nature being uplifted. It's a beautiful and heart-shaking experience." Maria wrote, "I hope people will learn about this persecution soon, and this tragedy will never happen again." Another visitor wrote, "The exhibition brings feelings to a higher level and spreads the message of peace and harmony."
"200,000 Australians call for the prosecution of Jiang Zemin for launching the persecution of Falun Gong. More than 200,000 people in Australia have signed a petition to support Falun Gong practitioners' criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin, the former Chinese Communist Party leader who launched the nationwide persecution of Falun Gong in July 1999. Jiang is also responsible for the killing of practitioners who were incarcerated for refusing to renounce their faith. As of July 19, 2019, nearly 3.2 million people in 35 countries had signed a petition that was submitted to the Chinese Supreme Procuratorate and Supreme Court in support of criminal complaints against Jiang, according to incomplete statistics. Bernie Finn, a member of the Victorian Legislative Council and opposition whip, spoke in support of the petition. He said, "The signatures show the Chinese Communist Party that people around the world are concerned about what is going on in China." He said that it is easy to say that the persecution is terrible, but to really help, people need to take action. Finn said that everyone, including government officials, should sign the petition to express their anger over what the Chinese Communist regime has been doing to its own people. The signatures would deliver the message that Australia won't tolerate evil acts and the brutality of the Chinese regime. Finn said Jiang started the persecution, but the CCP leaders kept it going. Once Jiang is brought to justice, the rest of the leaders all have to be held responsible and answer to the crime. Mark is a Falun Gong practitioner who has been going to Melbourne 3 days a week for the past 4 years to collect signatures for the petition. When people learn what has really happened during the persecution in China, they are in disbelief. Many of them knew nothing about communism and the violence the CCP has used against its people. More people are waking up to what is happening in China, he said. Julie, an English teacher from Perth, learned about China's systematic state-sponsored organ removal from Falun Gong practitioners through news reports. After signing the petition, she said, "It's horrible that Chinese doctors perform surgeries to remove the practitioners' organs, despite the fact that they are still alive. We must urge the CCP to stop the inhuman persecution."
Taiwan, introducing Falun Dafa at National Taiwan University's Anniversary Celebration. The Falun Dafa Club at National Taiwan University participated in the institution's 91st anniversary celebration on November 9, 2019, where they introduced the Falun Dafa meditation practice to the students, teachers, and public. A morning parade included a diverse range of clubs who displayed youthful exuberance. The Falun Dafa Club's banners drew attention to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. A student from Ghana stayed by the booth for half an hour and looked at Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa. He said, "I was drawn by the energy field of the sitting meditation when passing by the Falun Dafa booth. I feel they are peaceful when practicing the exercises." A student from Vietnam talked to him and explained that the peaceful energy resulted from practitioners following Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. A professor and also director of the Taiwan Falun Dafa Association attended the event. She said, "Falun Gong benefits not only students' minds, but also their bodies. Students pursue knowledge and also wish to know the meaning of life. Falun Dafa reveals the meaning of life." A student from the Department of Natural Science Education of the Taipei University of Education collected signatures for a petition calling for the prosecution of Jiang Zemin, the former head of the Chinese Communist Party, who initiated the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Many people stopped to hear about the persecution. Three students passed by the Falun Dafa booth after seeing practitioners sitting in meditation. They took photos, learned more about the practice, and signed the petition. A parade was held at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Members of the Tianguo Marching Band wore classical costumes from the Tang Dynasty in China and played dynamic, energetic music. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.